don't even know.
I don't know what's going on.
Matt's
dude.
Out here.
Fighting. We're 20 dude, seconds in.
There's a master plan that Matt has that I'm just along for the ride, dude.
The storm's coming.
I basically just latched onto a dragon's wings, and I'm just letting this thing ride, dude. I'm like Daenerys.
You are Daenerys. You're Stormborn.
I found you as an egg, dude. I grew you into a monster giant.
Mother of
I'm
dragons,
just on,
dude.
On your back, just like, I don't know where he's taking me, but I feel like we can conquer a kingdom.
You can't trust dragons, dude.
I trust dragons.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's why they fear
us. You speak
us.
Fucking.
I speak.
Well, now I'm getting into Harry Potter now.
I speak McCusker.
You do, dude.
I know
you
how
do
to,
speak McCusker.
I speak McCusker.
My boy Spud was telling me that. I was like, so we're talking about you in New York. And I was like, yeah, well, it's like, it sucks. Cause like, I would just come here and try to do an episode by myself, but no one would have any fucking idea what I'm saying. And he's like, yeah, you kind of got to be with you in person to understand what you're talking about, dude. He's like, cause you kind of go off on a weird trails and shit.
Well, I also
need my Wrangler.
I also got up there and I'm doing that show. It's called A Fair One. It's on Compound Media, but, I've been doing this so long that I feel like this is what my co-host is like.
Yeah.
So like Tommy will say shit and I'll be like, you're not gay, are you? Like, I'll say shit that I know you would be like, fuck no, dude. Like, I know. I'll be like, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And I know there's a definite answer.
Yeah.
With Tommy, I'll be like, what do you think about that? I'll be like, what? What are you talking about?
I'll be like, oh, my guess, man.
All right, anyway.
Fuck, man. That's hilarious. What?
Yeah, what?
What are you talking about?
Why would you say that?
That's what, did I ever tell you about the time, like, there was, like, someone close to our family? It was, like, someone our family knew that, like, a long time ago died in, like, a fiery car wreck. Like, fucking die, dude. And then, like, my mom was all upset. And, you know, obviously. Yeah. So, my, like, we're all, my mom, like, it just happened. I remember I was a little kid. And my mom's like, you know, she's like, she brought it up. She's like, I just feel so bad. And my dad's eating dinner. And he was like, yeah, I talked to one of the cops. He said the car reached, like, 1,400 degrees. It was so hot that the cops couldn't go up. And they had to sit there and watch the guy, like, melt. And my mom just went, like, and ran upstairs. He was like, oh, come on, man. I'm just saying this. This is what the cops told me.
A fact.
I remember being a little kid and being like, holy fuck, that's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, the McCusker side of my family.
Melting in a car is, that's a rough way to go.
It's a horrible way to go. The McCusker side of my family just doesn't have, like, it's definitely slight, everyone's a little bit autistic.
For sure.
And like, I told you about that too, when that one truck driver died. This one truck driver died. He used to drive a trash truck that everyone knew. We're all on a construction site. I was with like a bunch of my uncles, and the guy was super short, and the dude fucking iced himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're all sitting there.
Gun?
He hung himself, dude.
He hit the fucking hang.
And, dude, we're all sitting there like,
fucking
damn,
hung
dude.
10?
Hung himself. Real short. Yeah, everyone used to call. Everyone used to, like, fuck with him. I forget what they used to call him, but they used to, like, they're like a nickname they used to make fun of him for. And they're like, damn, dude, everyone's all quiet. And then someone's just like, what do you hang himself from, a fucking doorknob? It was just like, killed him. And, like, dude, this guy would pull up every day and they would make fun of him. Every day they'd make fun of him, and then one day, like, where's you know who at? And like, oh, dude, he fucking hung himself, and everyone's like, oh, what, he hang himself from a fucking doorknob? It was just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
My fucking, dude, my grandfather on my mom's side, his, it would have been his sister-in-law died. Like, he was, like, 70 at the time. His sister-in-law dies. We're all at the funeral, and, like, as soon, you know, you, like, throw flowers in?
Yeah.
He threw his flower in. He's like, all right, we're done. Let's go. It's over. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, man.
That's how people deal with it.
That's how you roll,
just
dude.
Don't give a fuck.
He's like, all right, we're done. That's it. No more. You're just like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's a good. That's what I. Fuck? That's what I want my eulogy to be.
Yeah.
When you give my eulogy, I want it to just be like, all right, that's
yeah.
it.
All right, we're done. That's
he's
it.
Gone, he's out.
Dude, he literally, like, he was in, like, a fucking members-only windbreaker, fucking chucked a flower down. All right, that's it. We're done. Bro, so unnecessary. Dude, I'm telling you. It's not gay. It's fucking, like, wartime stuff, dude. I'm a soldier.
Yeah,
taking
but...
what I can get, dude. I gotta get the serotonin flowing. I gotta look at some fucked up porn.
All right, I'll give you that. There's something, like, I mean, I'll watch... Like, I've watched... Jesus Christ. My fucking sister listens to this fucking
you
thing.
Forget, you gotta let it go. You have older sisters. That's the thing. I have younger sisters where I can be like, shush.
Yeah, but they're not listening. Are they?
If they did, I'd be like, fucking whatever.
If so, Matt's sisters, I want to lay with you. Oh, fuck.
What?
I have a girlfriend. she's not going to be happy about that.
We'll beep that.
No, we're just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly just kidding. I don't know them.
What the fuck are you going
to
say?
Well, I got to fucking talk to my girlfriend right now.
You're like a worm coming out of the dirt.
Hold on. I definitely have to talk to my girlfriend right now because she's listening to this. She's in her car. She's mad. She's driving around in her Honda Accord. She's fucking pissed off right now.
She just gave someone the finger at a red light.
I was kidding. I was only saying I want to lay with Matt's sisters to bother Matt, to bother gay Matt.
I'm totally fine with Shane laying with my sister.
Also, me laying with your sisters and our families joining would be fucking sick.
Exactly. If he did do it, it'd be strictly
political.
If our
clans joined?
It'd be strictly political, so.
And also, I am polyamorous, so.
You are poly. That's Q+.
Current bae, you can stay with me.
Exactly.
Also, I'm going to lay with Matt's sisters.
Well, that'll make your second wife. Yeah. You have like your love of your life and like your political wife that you're just establishing like land deals and fucking
power.
I'll
give your parents like a couple barrels of grain.
100%.
And a few oxen.
Dude, that's fucking way more than my sisters would fetch on the market. It's fucking generous.
Really? You think your sisters are worth less?
If you gave my mom like a barrel of like chlorine for the pool, you could just...
I can have the sisters.
She'd be like, here's both of them. Package
that's
deal. She'd
sick.
Sever my sister's marriage and be like, take both, 2 for 1. You might get a fucking cousin out of the deal too.
I heard
you might
got
get a
some
small
D's.
Fucking. You might get a small fucking ginger harem.
You know me. You know I got a thing for the gingies. Give me the gingies.
Good God!
All right. Well, anyway, yes. Current bae, I doubt you want to be named. Bae. Not current bae. Sorry, I called you current bae.
Oh,
Jesus
man.
Christ,
you're fucking,
dude. The wheels are falling off.
You're fucking
listen,
swimming upstream.
This is all a joke. Matt's not really gay.
Exactly.
Well, Matt probably is gay.
I'm not fucking gay.
But I definitely am not going to lay with his sisters.
All right. It's settled. So it's fucking settled. Land deals are off.
There's a lot of acreage involved. I could get a bunch of acres if I lay with his sisters.
Hell yeah.
Damn, dude. You probably have wolf blankets and shit.
Dude, 100%. You got to come to my fucking house, dude.
Would we stay in a loft with nothing but fur blankets?
100%.
All right. Would there be I'm thinking Ajax guarding the door, dude.
Dude, Ajax would be standing guard.
I need Ajax with a bow guarding the door.
There's bodies of literature preventing you from being punched in the face. Just laws upon laws. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I watched that. There's a show called Last Chance U.
Yeah.
And it's about... I don't think we have too much time to get into it, but
what happened?
It's about a JUCO, a junior college in East Mississippi, in Scuba, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And it's about for the listener out there that doesn't know shit about sports, like your brother Billy.
Damn.
He doesn't know sports. What's he do? He's just a little guy. He doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a little sissy, isn't he? Your little brother
dude,
is a
he's
little.
He's calling in. I'm letting him call in
he's
next
a little
episode.
Light and loafers.
He's calling
he?
In, dude.
No, why?
He's definitely calling
why are
you
in. Fucking...
You guys got to have it out. You guys got to have it out.
No, Billy's the man. I told
he's
you. I was going through his Facebook, dude. He's a beast.
He's calling in.
Billy, you're hot. What
we're
up?
Settling this once and for all.
I think we just deleted me making fun of him until just now.
True.
So
now
I haven't said anything
now
hurtful.
He knows you're fucking rapping on him, dude.
No, it's just fun to.
How he deleted that.
Yeah, it's fun to rib the fans.
True.
And Billy's a good fan.
Good boy.
He's a loyal fan. Thank you, Billy, for being a good fan. I'll tell you what. I'll sign something and I'll have your brother give it to you next time he sees you.
Damn.
So.
Dude, Billy is fucking lit right now.
Yeah, he is. Actually, what's really funny is I'm probably receiving a Facebook message right now.
Probably.
No, I mean, when he's listening to this in the future. So, like,
shit.
Right now, he's listening to these words and he's angry.
And he's sending you.
And he's sending me a message right now calling me gay.
Damn.
Yeah, how about that?
That's fucking butterfly effect shit.
Butterfly effect, just because I call Billy fucking gay.
You're the coach.
I am coach.
You are the coach, dude.
Fucking
you're
going
to wake up in a wheelchair tomorrow like, what happened? What did I do?
Fucking huge. He's fat, too, now. He's got these big-ass bitch hips. It's pretty great.
That is tight.
Zeus has to be up there, too, doesn't he?
Zeus is probably like 130.
Yeah, you guys got a good 260-pound
dog
going on over there.
He's a purebred German Shepherd. White German Shepherd. He's fucking crazy. One time he caught a bird when we were... It was great. We were... at the beach this summer with my family,
and we were all in the pool. It was a nice time. Mm-hmm. Drinking. We're like, yeah, this is, it was the first time the whole trip that it was actually fun because it was just my family.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You guys were fighting.
Just my, yeah, fights the whole fucking time. Yeah. It's like, what do I want to fucking hang out with you guys? The only time a beach trip is fun is if you go with friends or like cousins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just your immediate family. That kind of sucks. Yeah. Well, you have three brothers, so that'd be fun, but.
That'd be tight.
I have two sisters and my fucking girlfriend there. It was like,
man, dude.
Like, let's go on that bike ride and get saltwater taffies. I'm like, I'm going to stay at the house.
I'm going to sit in the air conditioner.
This is retarded. This anyway, so we're all having fun in the pool. And then this fucking bird swooped too low. Flying mid-flight, this fucking German Shepherd jumps in the air and snatched a bird out of the air.
Fuck. Nice.
And killed it. And I just heard my mom like, I was in the pool like, what the fuck is going on? I look up, he's ripping a bird in half.
Holy, like, holy
shit. Wait, what kind of bird was it? Seagull?
No, it was just a bird. I don't know. Like a fucking sparrow.
That would be funny. It was on big dogs. Seagulls. No, no, no.
It was fast. Dude, you ever see a dead seagull?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah, they are big.
Killed a few.
Like chickens.
In my time, man. How'd you kill a seagull?
Three-man slingshot and rocks. Just throwing rocks.
Nice.
That's hilarious. My cousin,
I mean, it's been a while since I'm fucking born.
Yeah, so, true that. You got at least have a couple bodies under your belt, dude. My cousin killed a gull.
You ever do the Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah, we used to give it to him. It's hard to track them.
Yeah, they don't really. People are like, yeah, they don't really go down for it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're good enough for literally like shit on a beach, but for that, it's like, I don't know.
My cousin, we were throwing it bread, and my cousin sat off the top of a deck with a wiffle ball bat.
So okay.
Swooped down for the bread, and my cousin just connected it right in his chest. Jesus, and it just like fell dead.
That's terrible.
It was fucked up for sure, but.
Yeah. No, that's terrible.
I think we're trying to give him Alka-Seltzer. It wasn't taken, so he's like, throw up a piece of bread, I'll hit it with this bat. And we're like, all right, dude, fucking do it.
I mean, that's funny. It'd probably be funny. Because
really I was like, no way it's dead. I went down and touched its wings, and it was just, dude. I'm like, oh my God, this thing's fucking huge. And it was just dead as a fucking doornail. Oh,
poor guy.
Hey.
He just Randy Johnson's this thing.
Yeah, that's great.
He fucking crushed it. He just McGuire'd a seagull with a wiffle ball bat. It was like, plink. And it just went, meh.
Like, damn. With a wiffle ball bat, too. That must have been a decent cut.
Right to the chest. Like, he probably stopped his fucking heart, dude. Right in the fucking seagull heart.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's how you kill a gull. We used to actually go on the beach, and his parents rented a house literally on the beach. And we used to get the same thing, three-man slingshot,
put
water balloons in it, and sit back at our deck, and fly them onto the beach, and have everyone would take turns standing there watching it. Like, oh my God, this fucking hits so hard.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So funny.
But when you're a kid, you don't think how far this thing's gonna go, and then the first couple like successfully launched, you're like, holy shit.
Those things should be illegal.
Oh, absolutely.
We were launching water balloons, dude. Imagine you had a nice day with your family and all of a sudden and it's totally
slapped.
And then you just have we would just walk off the beach like, so what's coming? You just put it away and just sit on the deck and you're just like,
you ever have it explode because you filled it up too much?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Because then you're like, come on. It's the worst.
I talked about this before on the cast when we bombed the trolley with like fruit and stuff. I had to have talked about this.
I don't recall.
So we used to go down to Ocean City, and there's a trolley that runs around Ocean City, which is, you know, picks everyone
Ocean
up.
City, Jersey? Or Maryland?
Yeah, Ocean City, New Jersey, and there's a trolley that picks people up. Might even be like a little bus, but it has like open windows and everything, and it's like nice for the summertime. And you can take it runs all along the boardwalk. So the one time we pelted it with like tomatoes and eggs and shit when everyone was standing on there, and like that wasn't enough because we would like wave it down to come stop and get us, then a bunch of us would come out and be like, bam, bam, bam. So we put my cousin was like, I'll ride it and then catch it on the next street and bomb it with eggs. We fucking bombed it, and my cousin, everyone was all fired up, my cousin's like, come on, let's go get them, I think I know where they are. And no one followed him off the bus, and he just ran and caught up with us. He's like, dude, they wouldn't fucking come with me.
Oh, he was trying to get the
people. He was trying to lure people to come onto the beach with us. We're all going to be like, eh, fuck you. But like, he was like, they started coming off, and they like were like, eh, nah, fuck that.
Come on, guys. I think I know where they are. It's like, oh, this guy's going to rape us. This guy's trying to rape us.
I was like, yo, who'd you hit? And like, I hit the guy with the earring. Like, yeah, I aimed for him, too. Everyone just threw it at the same fucking guy. My dad cut his...
Shout out, Shaner.
I forgot about this. My dad cut his finger today, cutting open an orange. For some reason, he took a razor blade to an orange and fucking cut his finger, so he needs stitches. And then they're like, you need stitches. He's like, whatever, I'm going to eat my orange. And he tried to eat the orange, and he started choking. My brother had a hind leg. Shout out to him, dude.
Damn,
he's fucking dumbass.
He's making a run to be a stooge.
Yeah.
He's the new fucking stooge, dude.
It runs the family. Would you cut your hand open?
He cut his hand open with a knife, opening knives.
Yeah. That was fucking...
I was fucked up. I was opening a knife set. I called my dad today. I was like, yo, I heard you're having a shitty day. And he was like, I was telling him, I'm like, dude, I just got feeling back in my left finger. And he was like, how'd you cut your finger? And I was like, opening a knife set with another knife.
Yes, it was not. You're opening up knives and you cut your hand. I just remember you're like, ah, dude, that's going to need stitches, dude. And I looked in the kitchen and it was a fucking bloodbath.
Well, he was bleeding everywhere and he like stared at me and I was like, relax, it's okay.
Well, I did a lap. I did a quick, panic lap of like.
He bled everywhere in the kitchen. And I was like, put it over the sink. You're all right. You're all right.
I needed that, dude. I was fucking. It was so much blood that I was like, "This is enough blood to pass out." And then as soon as Shane was like, "No, you're fine. Put it over the sink," I was like, "I'm fine. I'm fine."
That was two times I saved you in the kitchen.
Yeah, the other time
it was a fire.
The other time I almost blew us up. I was making a little bit of an evil fucking hash tincture with some gray alcohol.
Oh right, yeah.
Dropped it over an open flame. I got a little off flambé action, dude. I was like, holy shit. Dropped the thing. Shane's like, throw it outside.
Hey, you weren't the only one. I came home at 2 a.m. to just a flame about 2 feet high on the stove. And I walked in. I was like, well, this is nice. And I just texted the house chat. I was like, hey, anybody using the stove? Of course, the wood. Oh, dude, I leave that on. I was like, first off.
You hit the stove like 3 months ago.
Me?
Yeah, I came home after you, probably like, were you with me when we came home?
I think so, yeah.
I came home probably like 30 minutes after you, and you had gone to get a beer out of the fridge and must have bumped into the stove.
Oh, hit it. Accidentally hit it. Yeah.
So then I came back to your room, and I was like, are you fucking using the stove? And you're like, no. And I was like, all right, well, you're the only one here. It definitely, this thing is just turned on.
Dude, the other day, I think I opened the microwave here and just saw like fries just chilling in the microwave. Yeah. I'm like, dude, this is definitely, like, this is a late night Beezer mission, dude.
No, that's not me.
Aborted the half eaten pizza.
maybe it was.
It was either you or Kyla.
More than likely, it was her.
If Okani was home, it'd be him.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, it's Okani.
I remember that the old house was coming down to this like a fucking like aborted pizza. Pizza in the oven. I got an aborted pizza mission by the Beezer, dude. Just like a charred fucking Elio's. I used to do it with potatoes. I used to cook baked potatoes, be like, oh, they're done. And then I would shut the oven back and forget about
them. Oh, yeah. You used to blow up potatoes all the time. Because you get texts like, fuck, dude, I left my pots in the oven. I'd open up like, nah, they're gone, dude. My potatoes, you gotta let them go.
I would leave potatoes on and fall asleep, and they would just explode in the oven. I don't know how we didn't burn down.
Dude, I'm fucking no man left behind when I'm making food. Yeah, I'm standing by the oven chopping my feet, dude. I'll make soup and not even boil it at all. Pour it in. Like, it's warm, it's good. Fuck yeah, I'm eating.
Yeah, I get really anxious about that. If I'm drinking and I come home and try and make snacks, I have to use an oven or just, the stovetop. I should not be allowed around that. I get bored. I'll be like, ah, fuck this. I'll just go upstairs.
The best is when Wood banished himself to the microwave. I remember being like, dude, if I use the microwave, he's like, it's a deal I made with myself. I'm only going to use the microwave because I don't trust myself anymore. It's the fucking best. You know, he imposed a ban on flamed fucking of using gas appliances. He banned himself.
He was so bad at the stove.
How about this? So just last week, I think it was, we were talking about this. And I was like, you know what? I was kind of an asshole towards you about the spoons. Because we lost spoons.
Oh,
we lost
spoons
out of our silverware. Like, to the point where by the end of the year, last year, we had no fucking spoons.
There was like maybe four, dude.
And I was like, we all knew. It was like, Wood's losing these. He's taking them to work and losing these. I'd be like, stop taking spoons to work. He'd be like, I'm not taking them to work, dude. Fuck you. I'd be like, you are. Or you're just throwing them out. You're the only one that's doing this. And he's like, no, I'm not. So then the other night at the bar, I was like, yeah, my bad about that. If you're saying it wasn't you, it wasn't you. And then whoever he was with, it was either Shane or Blizz, was like, dude, I got into his car once, and there was like 12 bowls, all with spoons in them. I was like, you fucking asshole. You're going to let me apologize.
The best is when the one day I go in, I open up the fridge, and there's just dirty dishes in the fridge. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, bro, why would you put dirty Tupperware? He's like, I was going to get it later.
If there's just nothing on them, it's just legitimate dirty dishes.
Funniest thing is, like, all my beefs with Wood were my ex-wife's beefs with me. It was the same thing of me just being like, you didn't wash the dishes enough. And I'd be like, shut up, dude. Fucking whatever, dude. And I was just totally wrong. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah, but I bet you weren't that. I bet you weren't putting them in the fridge.
No, but I was taking spoons and silverware to work and just, I would be like, I'm not washing this and fucking just throwing it out. And I'd be like, oh, man, this new fucking silverware.
Who brought the bag of utensils?
I did.
That was yours. I remember that bag. It was huge. I was like, all right, we don't need all this shit. Little did I know.
That was when my grandma moved into my parents' house.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Got her silverware. And then Wood threw it out.
Wait, is that the one that's living?
Yeah.
Because I know your other one died.
The other one died a long time ago. I was like 3 when she died.
Mm.
Damn.
So you are stealing from her. Oh, wait, that's your grandma or aunt accusing of stealing.
Yeah, my mom's aunt's wilding. I was talking to a lady who cut my hair today, and I was like, how's your mom doing? She's like, she died 2 years ago, remember? Ooh. I was like, yeah, sorry about that. Sorry to bring that up. She was like, yeah, remember, like, you met her, and then I told you she
was
sick.
At the funeral?
Like, yeah, that's right. I don't think you told me, though. She's like, no, I told you. I was like,
How'd she die?
Cancer, I think, or something.
Sick.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I mean, she doesn't give a shit. She was like, yeah, she's like, whatever. But it was just funny. I was like, how's your mom doing? She's like, she died 2 years ago.
She's
fucking
dead.
Remember I told you when she was sick? I was like,
yeah.
There's no way out of that. It's like, sorry about that.
Like, did you?
Really sorry to hear that. She's no, I told you this. And I was like, I don't think you did.
Did you give the oh, that's right.
No, or I was just stuck to it. Like, I don't think you told me. She's like, I did. And I was like,
yeah, you got to ride that out.